The 6 o'clock news and the final campaign report. Good evening, this is Brian Perkins.
My concern is with securing from the British people a mandate and a decisive mandate for a second term of Conservative government.
The Labour vote is not only holding up very well, but is in fact increasing. We are out to win tomorrow.
The Thatcher government can't go on forever, and if they're returned this time, as the polls are forecasting, then we have lived to fight another day in a very, very much more strong way than we did when we entered this election campaign.
Radio 1 News.
10 o'clock, Matthew Bannister. The polling booths have just closed after 15 hours of voting in the general election. The signs are that there's been a high turnout in generally good weather. The first results are expected in just over an hour's time, and there are confident predictions that the Conservatives are heading for a landslide victory.
This is Radio Luxembourg, 208 metres, 1440 kilohertz medium wave. Now also on 3FM frequencies in Europe and around the world on 49.26 metres shortwave. Wherever you are, Radio Luxembourg is right there with you.
Hello, good morning. This is Keith Fordyce at Radio Luxembourg, and this program is Election 83. Between now and 3.15 this morning, we'll be playing you lots of music, as ever, from Radio Luxembourg, but also we'll be bringing you the latest results from the general election. And here with a summary of what's happened so far, and some of it unexpected and unpredicted, here is Rodney Collins.
Well, four results in so far, Keith. Torbay was the first to be declared. The Conservatives won there. Secondly, Guildford, then Cheltenham, and then Reigate. They're all Conservative wins. They're no great surprises, I suppose, except that the Alliance would, I think, have very much liked to have won Cheltenham. Richard Holm was their candidate there, but he lost by 5,000-odd to the man Charles Irving, who's got it for the Conservatives.
Radio 2.
3 o'clock, Jean Challis at the news desk. The Conservatives will definitely have an overall majority in the next Parliament. The signs remain that it will be a huge margin in the region of 140 seats. And no surprise, Mrs. Thatcher will remain in charge. She's just been re-elected at Finchley.